Psalm chapter 91, if you're standing with us in reverence for reading God's Word. Appreciate what's been done so far. The preaching has been done. Appreciate the preacher man. I believe he's God's man. Appreciate the preaching. Appreciate the preaching this morning. Our brother Alan fed our souls. Certainly was a help to us. It seems to have fallen in my lot. I feel inadequate to preach to such a congregation, but I'll do my best and do what the Lord will have us to do. And I pray that you'd have hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits to the Word of God this morning. And sometimes it's easy for us to get distracted on different things. We get our minds on different things and we begin to drift and we begin to go from one place to another in our mind, thinking about what we're going to do later, what we're going to do tomorrow, what we're going to do once we leave here and things. But I want to ask you, if I could, just to borrow your attention for just a little while we preach the Word of God, that you give heed to the Word of God. Let God speak to your soul. Nothing I could say would do any good to you. But if you'll let God speak to your soul, it can do you some good here this morning. Psalms 91, verses 14 and 15, we'll read, and then we'll try to deliver God's Word to you. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. Amen. He shall call upon me, I will answer Him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You might be seated this morning. Thank you for reverence and standing in reverence for reading of the Word of God here. I want to try to preach on this thought here, taking this text on some things the Lord can deliver us from and some things that the Lord can deliver His people from. And I'll say this to begin with here in verse 14. It said, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. He's only going to deliver those that love Him. And then it goes on and says, I will set Him on high because He has known my name. God delivers His people, thank God. And I'm glad for that. If you're one of here this morning, God's able to deliver you, thank God. But I'll say this too, and I'll conclude with it here in a little while, that if you're not one of His, He can still deliver you this morning right here in this meeting. He can deliver you from the penalty of sin and from the bondage that it has on your life. He can deliver you from these things. Now I'll look through the Bible, if I could, and see some things that God delivered His people from, and the same things that God will deliver us from even today. I'm glad that God has a track record. What He's done before, He's able to do again. Thank God for that. The promises that He's made to you and made to me are not empty promises, but it's promises that He's made to others and that He was able to keep and to perform those promises. Thank God for that. I'm glad for that. I'm glad this morning He's able to deliver us from the fight. I'm reminded of David over there when he went to fight Goliath, how they mocked him, how they laughed at him and scorned him and said, who are you? You're going to go up against this giant. There's no way you're going to be able to face him. But I remember the story, and I'd like to say, you know, if you recall the story, make you remember some things that happened there as David shows up from back there feeding the sheep. His dad told him to take some food down to his brethren that was down there at the fight. And as he shows up, all the men are of war are standing around, and nobody's brave enough to go up against this man Goliath, and all of them scared and they're afraid. But David shows up and says, is there not a cause? He said, somebody's got to stand up against this ungodly Philistine. Somebody's got to take a stand. And I'll say here today, somebody's going to have to take a stand. Hey, and it's going to start with you. You're going to have to take a stand here this morning. And if you will take that stand, God will help you in the fight. And as David steps up, there Saul took him over and said, I'll tell you what we need to do. He said, we need to make you look bigger. He said, here, put on my armor and take my sword and things. And then you'll look big enough to fight Goliath when you go out there. But he put it on, and it was too big for him. And David, he shook it off. He said, that ain't what I need. I just need to go with what's tried and what's true. Amen. I'm not going with anything new. I'm going with what's tried and what's true. Amen. I'm going to take a stand on the things of God and trust in those things that's been able to deliver God's people throughout time. And but he said, I'll go down to the brook. I'll go down here to the river, the flowing water, type of the Holy Ghost. And thank God down there at the brook, a type of grace, if you would, when he got the five stones, how he had to get in the brook or get in the Holy Ghost, if you would, to get the grace that it took to fight the fight. He gets the five stones and he goes down to fight Goliath, and Goliath comes to him with shield and swords and things of that nature. But David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And God was able to deliver him from the fight there against the giant. God was able to deliver Joshua from the fire. Here it was. Joshua had nothing to do with it. He couldn't. He had no control over the fight when he was going up against Jericho. But God told him what to do. He said, y'all are going to march around the wall one time a day for 6 days and seven times on the seventh day. 13 times I want you to march around the wall of Jericho. And then when you get done, I want you to blow the trumpets and shout the shouts, amen. And I believe it. The Bible says it. I believe it, amen. The walls came a-tumbling down. God was the one fighting for Joshua. God was the one that delivered him. Thank God. I'm glad that God's able still to deliver His people. No matter what fight we might be going through, no matter what we might be facing, God is able to deliver us from the fire. Well, I'll say He's able to deliver from the flood. Amen. He delivered Noah and his family. Here it was. Hadn't even seen any rain yet. I didn't know what it was. All they had was to do. They came up from in the morning time. But Noah began to build an ark. And people started laughing at him and said, what are you building that thing for? And he started preaching about judgment coming. Amen. That's right. And you ain't getting by with nothing. That's exactly right. And he started preaching about judgment coming. God's going to destroy this world with a flood. And you better get right with God. But here it was. The people laughed at him and said, you're crazy. And we're not going that way. I'll tell you, Brother Rob, well, let's go ahead and take a stand. Folks may think we're crazy. Folks may call us charismatic. Call us off the deep end or whatever they want to call it. But I'm just going with God. Because I know one day the fire is going to fall. He destroyed it with a flood the first time, the second time with fire, and it's going to fall. And you can bank on it, son. It's going to happen whether you believe it or not. You can't change the Word of God, and you can't change the truth. Amen. But here it was as he preached. He preached the Word of God. He preached on that the world was going to be destroyed. And then here it was. It came time for the rain to fall. One drop after another began to fall. And people, I no doubt, started looking around to one another and said, what is this? And then probably a reminder standing in their mind about the man of God that preached. But it was too late for them. But I believe that God still delivered Noah and his family. Amen. Thank God delivered them through the flood. Well, I remember some that he delivered through the fire. Amen. I mean, the three Hebrew children over there, they took a stand for God and said, we're going to live right and we're going to do right and we're going to take a stand no matter what, and I'm going to live for God whether you do or not. And well, here it was during captivity, and the king, the Pharaoh, came about and said, what we're going to do is we're going to play on the drums, and we're going to crash the cymbals, and we're going to shout this shout, and everybody's going to bow down to Baal. Everybody's going to bow. And here it was, they did that, and everybody bowed except for three men that stood tall. Amen. And I'm sure the king came out, the Pharaoh came by and said, well, maybe you boys just didn't hear what I said. I said we're going to do this, and whoever don't bow is going to be killed. Here it was, they was making him mad. I mean, he was mad here. He said, well, we'll try one more time. They went through it one more time, and everybody bowed except for the three men, three Hebrew children. They didn't bow down and said, we're going to take a stand no matter what. We're not bowing to you. We're not pretending at the king's meat. We're going to live right despite what you want us to do. And then they got mad and they heated the fire seven times hotter and threw them in. But the Bible says, as he looked down, he said, well, did we not throw three men in the fire? And they said, yeah, we threw three of men. Why is that? He said, well, I see four walking around, and one is likened unto the Son of God. And that's strange to me why it is that he knew that he was likened unto the Son of God. It must have been somebody, the Holy Ghost, revealed unto him who he was. And maybe it is this, that when you really see for who he is, you'll know it. Amen. Thank God when he comes by and he calls your name, you'll know it's him. Amen. I believe that's right. But the Bible said they came out. God delivered them out of the fire furnace. And the Bible said that there wasn't even a smell of smoke on them. Only thing that burned was a rope that hadn't tied together. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad he's able to deliver out of the fire today. Thank God. I'm glad he's able to deliver his people, even me and you, even today, from the fire, the fiery darts, as it is that Satan and things in the world throws at us. And we're able to fight off these fiery darts with a shield I thank God of faith that God's given us, and we can stand in this day that we're living in. All the fire and all the things that are thrown at God's people, we can take a stand on that God's able to deliver us. Well, I know that He's able to deliver from the fight, from the flood, from the fire. I thank God He's able to deliver from the famine. Hey, I thank God. I'm thinking of old Elijah over there when he's knocking on the king's door. Now we don't really know nothing about him except one day he just shows up at the king's door knocking and says, "Look here, king, I tell you what we're going to do because of your sins and the way you've been living. It ain't going to rain again until I say it's going to." I'm talking about a man with some backbone. I mean, here he is.
The first time
you
see him, he goes up to the king and says, "You're the one that's coming here to lay man. It's your fault.
And it ain't going to rain till I say it's going to." And then here it is that God sends him down by the brook Cherith, amen, where He sustains him and He takes care of him and delivers him during this time of famine. He feeds him down there by the brook by the unclean bird of the raven. Thank God he's brought out of the brook. But one day it comes that the brook runs dry and God sends him down to Zarephath where he's by the widow woman down there. And the Bible says he goes down and he finds the widow woman telling of two sticks. I'm glad He's able to deliver us from the flesh. I mean, this is what most people have problems with right here. I mean, they got problems with the flesh. And I'll say this, that if you have problems living right and walking right and doing right, you've got problems with the flesh, amen. It ain't Satan that's giving you all these problems. It's that thing you look at in the morning, in the mirror every morning, that's giving you all those problems. It's your flesh that's giving you the problems. But I'm glad He's able to deliver us from our flesh, amen. I mean, the Bible says that we can walk in the Spirit, amen. If we walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk right, and read the Bible, study, and pray up, amen. Walk in the Spirit, and God can deliver you from your flesh. And you don't have to go the way of the world. And you don't have to go the way of the flesh. You can beat that flesh into submission, amen. Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily. Amen. Daily crucifixion of your flesh, amen. And God can deliver you from that. I'm glad God can deliver us from our faults, amen. I mean, He delivered many men of God and many people throughout the Bible from their faults when they did wrong and they should have done right. And they knew to do right, but they did wrong anyway. God still delivered them from their faults. I'm thinking about Lot over there. You remember him? He pitched his tent towards Sodom, amen. And it wasn't too long that he found himself living over there in their sin. But God didn't forget him down there. And God went down and He pulled out his righteous soul. The Bible says that he was a righteous man. It said he makes his righteous soul with the living of the wicked every day. But here it was. He went down and delivered him out even though he faltered. Even though he failed. God didn't leave him down there. Jonah, even though he didn't do what God said to do. God said go to Nineveh. He went to Joppa. God said go preach. He went and hid. Amen. God said obey me. And he disobeyed. But God didn't leave him down there. God swallowed him by a whale. Amen. Amen. Taught him a lesson how to trust in God and believe in God. And after that, God delivered him out. Amen. Well, God delivered Peter out of his fault. I mean, here it was when he started walking on the water. He said, Lord, is it you? He said, yeah. Come to me. Peter starts walking on the water. But then he gets his eyes off the Lord. That's where he faltered. And that's where he failed. Now, how many of us today are like Peter? Amen. I mean, sometimes we're walking on the water with the Lord, but a lot of times we get our eyes on the things of the cares of this world and the cares of this life, and we start taking our eyes off and start sinking down. Well, there's deliverance for you, amen. If you'll just ask God, Peter said, Lord, save me. And the Bible says immediately he stretched forth his hand and brought him up, amen. And God was able to deliver Peter over there when he was sinking low, when he got his eyes off of the Lord. But let me say this too, that Peter not only walked on the water once, but Peter walked on the water twice. Amen. I mean, here it was, he walked on the water to the Lord. I got his eyes off of him. I sunk in. The Lord pulled him up, and then they walked back to the boat. Amen. He walked on the water twice. Amen. God, I'm glad he's able to deliver us from that. Let me say this quickly. God's able to deliver us from these things, from the fight, the fire, the famine, the flood, amen. Our faults, our flesh. He's able to deliver us from the frogs. Amen. Yes. I mean, He's able to deliver us from the frogs. Yes. Over in Exodus chapter number 8, then Pharaoh called, chapter 8, verse 8, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that He may take away the frogs from me and from the people, and I will let thy people go, and they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. Now here it was that God was in the process of delivering His children out of Egypt down there. And God was sending these plagues down there to them. And this is the time of the plagues of the frogs, of course. And the Bible talks about how the frogs was everywhere. And they had taken over their houses. They was in their bedchambers. They was in their ovens, if you will. They was everywhere. I mean, every time you take a step, you step on a frog. I mean, every time you sit down, you sit on a frog. I mean, it was a pestilence, amen. I don't know how many of you here like frogs. But they had all these frogs, man. I mean, they was everywhere. I mean, if you had today's society, if you open up the microwave, the frogs was in there. If you open up the stove, they was in there. You go get the bathtub. I mean, they filled the bathtub up. I mean, they was everywhere. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, there was frogs. And so Pharaoh began to call for Moses. And now here's another strange thing. That after God sent the frogs to him, Pharaoh's magicians came up and they made more frogs. I mean, that don't even make no sense right there. I mean, just to show that they can do it, we can bring up frogs to them, but they couldn't get rid of them. I mean, here it was that Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take these scrolls away from us. I mean, it came to the place where people were so sick and tired of these scrolls. He said, please, get these scrolls out of here. Move them aside. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me. Which shall I entreat for thee and for thy servant and for thy people to destroy the scrolls from thee and thy house, that they may remain in the river only? And now here it is. And Moses said, okay, I'll entreat the Lord. He said, when do you want me to do it? And now the very next verse is his answer. And the Pharaoh said, it said, he said, tomorrow. I don't know. That's kind of strange to me. I mean, here it is that these scrolls are everywhere. And he wants them gone. But then whenever Moses said, okay, we'll get rid of them. You just tell me when to get rid of them. And then Pharaoh said, well, I want you to get rid of them, but I don't want you to do it until tomorrow. And now I say, God can deliver you from the frogs. Amen. I mean, the frogs are the type of shadow of things that are in your life that you don't want to get rid of. Amen. I mean, folks get saved, but then God tries to start sanctifying them. I start trying to separate them. But they got these few pet sins, amen, that they want to carry around. They got these scrolls that they don't want to get rid of. And the Lord says, you need to clean up your life. You need to get rid of these things. And we say, well, Lord, I'll do it, but I'll do it tomorrow. I mean, one more night with the scrolls is what we're asking for. Lord, I want to get rid of this stuff. I want to get rid of these weights and sins which are so easily beset me. But I don't want to do it today. I want to do it tomorrow. But God can deliver you from these scrolls if you'll trust in Him. Amen. Give your life to Him. Amen. God can deliver you from these things. I mean, a lot of people, they want to put off till tomorrow a lot of things. But I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. Don't put off till tomorrow what you need to get right with God today. Amen. I mean, don't put off salvation. Don't put off selling out. Amen. Don't put off serving God. And you better go ahead and buckle down and do it today. Thank God, because night cometh when no man can work.
Amen.
God can deliver you from these troubles. I mean, here it is. We get sick and tired of this sin. That's easily beset us. And everybody has your little pet sin. Everybody's got that one thing that's in your life. I can't seem to get shed of that frog, amen. And here it is, it's bothering you over and over and over again. And every time you kneel down to pray, Lord, it's me again. And here it's the same thing over and over again. God, forgive me for this. And we want to hold on to that frog. But get rid of it. Let God deliver you from that.
Amen.
You'll never move forward until you get rid of these things.
Amen.
Over in Exodus chapter number 14, verse number 13, I believe it is, Moses told the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right.
But if you'll read on, and the Lord shall fight for you, in verse 14, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may go forward. Moses said, stand still, see the salvation. God said, go forward. But you'll never go forward for God until you get rid of these things that you're holding on to. God's able to deliver. And I'm finishing up with this real quick. God's able to deliver from the frogs. God's able to deliver His followers. I'm glad He's able to deliver us from temptation. Those things that we face. I mean, sometimes it seems like these temptations we face, that we're facing things nobody else sees. But I believe the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 13, there is no temptation taken you but such as common unto man. I mean, here it is that everybody's facing these things. But then the Bible says, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able to, will be able to temptation, will also make a way of escape, He said. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that, that you are able. Now, a lot of people say, God won't tempt you with anything that you can't handle. But that ain't exactly right. God will tempt you with things that will draw you to Himself. Things that will make you lean on Him. And understanding that you have to trust in Him through this temptation, He has said He will make a way of escape. He can deliver His followers from temptation. He can deliver His followers from trouble. Amen. Thank God He can deliver His followers from the tempter. I'm glad one of these days, Satan ain't going to be able to tempt us anymore. We'll be delivered. I'm glad God can deliver His followers from this world. I'm glad one of these days we're checking out. This ain't my final resting place. I'm just a passing through. You know? I've got a better home to wait. I don't want to get adjusted to this world.
Amen.
Brother Shane Kirby sings that song.
Amen.
I don't want to get adjusted to this world. I've got a better home awaiting. I'm going there soon or later. Thank God. He said, don't try the attempt stakes too deep in this world. Because we're packing up and we're going home.
Amen.
Ye men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into the heavens? For this same Jesus who went away, as you've seen him go, is coming again in like manner. Thank God, I'm glad he's coming back again.
Hey,
I believe the Bible says that Jesus was the first fruits of those that slept. And if you got first fruits, it means you're going to have more fruits after that. Amen. And that's going to be us. Amen. One of these days, those that are dead, he's going to call up. Amen. Out of the grave. Thank God, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those which remain shall be called up to meet him in the air. There shall we ever be with the Lord. Thank God, one of these days we're checking out of those that are right and saved by the grace of God are going on. But maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're still under the bondage of sin. You've never been delivered from that. And until you get delivered from your sin, then God can't deliver you from these other things. Salvation is not a stopping point, it's a beginning point. That's where God begins to work in your life. Amen? Believe that's right. And so if you've never been saved this morning, I want you to look around at other people. Examine your own life. Do you have a place? We had a testimony meeting last Sunday night. Folks began to testify about their place. The time it was that God saved them. Amen?
Yes.
And all over the house, people began to talk about where it was that God saved their soul. And I believe if anybody's ever been born again, you have a place.
Yes.
So if you can't think of a time where the Lord dealt with your heart and saved your soul, you're on your way to a devil's hell. But I'm glad there's hope because God's able to deliver you from that. Lord, God's been so good to me. I wouldn't trade this way for nothing, Brother Toby. It's been a good way. And there's things that you face along this life that seem to rattle you and try to shake you. But I'm glad God's faithful. If you ever forget anything anybody's ever told you, just remember that God is faithful. And I thank God for what He's done and how He's blessed. If it'd be pleasing for Brother Dixon, if I do this, I want Tasha and Miss Sonia, Miss Gracie to come in and sing a song. It's a song that's near and dear to my soul. I appreciate them. And I appreciate God what He's done. Now He's been so good to me. Now He's delivered me out of situations time and time again. And when I find myself hurting, feel like I'm all alone, God still comes to you and He'll deliver you out of those times. I'm glad He's been good to us. As they sing, if you need to do business with God, need to pray, need to do anything, I want you to be obedient to that. If you would stand with us, Brother Dixon.